Good morning. Thanks for tuning in. The local share market's going to get off to another positive start this morning. The futures are telling us that the ASX 200 should be up by about a half of 1%, building on yesterday's gain of a third of 1%. We've seen quite a workmanlike grind higher for stocks over the course of recent sessions, so that's set to continue today. And what we've seen in the Northern Hemisphere is generally a supportive atmosphere as far as stocks are concerned. So that's significant because we're moving into an important window of time for the markets as far as the back end of the week is concerned. We'll get to that in a moment. A lot of oxygen being taken up in relation to the political conversation as far as the US is concerned, the midterm elections and the like. The bottom line is, as I've said before, there is a sense that Republicans are good for the markets. The reality is that there's not going to be much legislation getting passed through Congress if the opinion polls are correct, because the Republicans are set to get up. That will mean that the government spending is going to be limited, and that has been seen as being a positive in terms of this inflationary environment that we're navigating at the moment. As to the bigger picture around growth and inflation, look, they are really the important issues, where interest rates are going. So ultimately, the political picture will begin to fade. And that'll happen quite quickly because later on in the week, we've got US inflation numbers to look at. So in terms of what happened last night, we had the Dow finish up by about 1%, the S&P 500 up 0.5%, a similar result as far as the NASDAQ was concerned. It was interesting to note the composition of the stock performances last night. So in recent times, what we have seen is an underperformance of technology names. They are going through a very difficult time at the moment. Your marquee big cap tech names, cutting costs is foremost amongst their priorities. And that the success of that is yet to be seen. On the other hand, your value stocks are doing better by comparison in terms of investor favor. And there was a stark example of that last night. So DuPont, the marquee chemical brand that has been such a feature of the US industrial landscape for a long time, but has almost been forgotten in recent history in some respects, it moved ahead by a very substantial clip, up by 7%. They bettered expectations in terms of earnings and revenue. They also announced a substantial $5 billion share buyback, and that, as I said, translated to a 7% gain. On the other hand, you had Disney reporting numbers after the market closed. They disappointed in relation to expectations, and they were marked down quite aggressively. At the time of recording, the stock was down by about 7%. So that divergence between value and growth is something that's getting a lot of airplay at the moment, and it's worth examining as far as an issue is concerned in the big picture. So as I said, we have seen a moderation in global interest rates over the course of the last couple of days. We saw that where US government bonds were concerned, both long and short-term maturities. The question will be whether or not that trend will continue over the course of coming days. We have got those all important US CPI numbers to look at. One of the factors that will govern the momentum with which the markets are able to move either up or down over the course of the next couple of weeks. Elsewhere, we've got Chinese inflation numbers to look at today. They will be seen through a slightly different lens. Elevated inflation numbers at this point in time in China are going to be indicative of Chinese authorities having less room to move as they try to support their economy ahead of the opening up in relation to their COVID initiatives. So that's something that will be discussed at length today. The other thing to bear in mind is that that moderation in interest rates has seen the US dollar come off the boil over the course of the last couple of sessions. That continued to be supportive broadly. Where commodity prices were concerned, we generally saw metals prices do quite well last night. Copper and nickel, for example, up by more than 2%. Gold was up by about 2%. We had, however, oil prices moderate in the last day, as we did with iron ore. So again, that opening up conversation in China is going to be central to the fortunes of iron ore in the next little while. And the weakness of the US dollar has translated to the Aussie dollar moving ahead by a decent clip last night. It traded as high as 65.5 US cents, moderated in early Asian trade. So have a great day.